Monday. Sibble.
Happy Monday to you, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Gary, Indiana. Saturday.
The J Spot returns to Gary, Indiana, Gary is excited about it. Player, I know you're selling out.
I got to. I need it.
But no problem, because I got
Damon Williams, man.
I got people in Gary, Indiana, and they are excited about
Gary, Indiana.
How about the J Spot coming back?
Having trouble out of mahogany, but we're working out.
Mahogany Brown is
mahogany
on
Brown,
the
yeah.
Your daughter?
I haven't spoke to her. I got to speak to her people.
Oh, okay.
Your daughter's going to be on the J Spot show in Gary, Indiana?
I've been waiting to hear from her people. Haven't heard from her. Mm-hmm. Can't talk directly to her.
Because?
You have to talk to her people. She talks to me in third person.
I see.
If you want to talk to Mahogany, you need to talk to Mahogany's people.
How long has she been in the business?
20 minutes.
Ain't that just like it?
And her daddy has been in the business. Yeah, right.
Since she was alive, probably.
Before she was alive. She's got 9 minutes in show business, and I'm going through this.
Okay. All right.
Work it, girl.
Work it, my heart.
They are different types.
Yeah. It's all coming back on you now, isn't it?
All the time
you gave promoters a hard time.
I was never.
How's
this
it
bad.
Feel? How's it feel?
Man?
Hello.
Okay.
I answer the door, and she says, "Mahogany's not here." What kind of mess is that? I know that's you.
You're welcome, Houston Rockets fans. You're welcome. You're welcome, Houston Rockets fans.
Yeah, man.
You're absolutely welcome.
They were playing like the real Clippers last night. it's like
they figured out, we still the Clippers.
Oh, my God.
From 3-1, and I said, don't worry, Rockets. I got you.
From 3-1, man.
Yes. And, yeah. So you're welcome, Houston Rockets fans.
There
you go. Wow.
And don't worry, you're gonna beat the Golden State Warriors too.
Wait a minute now.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Rockets are gonna beat the Warriors.
Is Shepherd's gonna beat the Golden State?
Gonna beat Warriors? MVP Steph?
Yes.
Really, Steph?
Okay. Yeah. James Harden was a close second, you know.
You didn't see those threes Steph was hitting. Did you see
those threes that James Harden was hitting?
By time.
And who do you so that playoff game, the Western Conference final against Tuesday, who do you have
on
Wednesday?
Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday is Eastern.
Oh, okay.
This
Atlanta
is the thing
and
I don't
Cleveland.
Get to. Why is this playoff taking
Cleveland.
So damn long?
Have Cleveland
money.
Still. Okay.
Can't they drive to, I mean, it's not that far. Play the game, get it over with.
No, man. Got to get that money. I've been steady.
Cleveland all the way. And it's going to be Cleveland against Houston. And you still got Cleveland in the finals.
I still got Cleveland in the finals.
Okay.
And winning. Yes.
Every team he picked.
Okay.
He's been lucky through here, Jay. You got to give him that.
Thank you.
You have to. I mean, your record speaks for itself, but in this case, in the case of
Give him none. All that carnage he's got behind him. What are you talking about?
There's been a change. There's been a
Kyrie Irving will be fine.
Behind you.
By Wednesday, Kyrie will be
behind him, huh?
Yeah,
and Michael Vick bodies all at quarterback. just turn around. Dead quarterbacks back there. Look.
Previously on the Tom Joyner Morning Show, Friday was Washington, D.C., and we did the show from UDC, and it was great, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And it was interesting, too, the different mix of people that were there with us. And
yeah,
your girls, Lil Mo and Brave.
Yeah.
They are really, they're amazing women.
I'm a Lil Mo fan. I'm a big Lil Mo fan.
A lot of respect to them for, you know,
getting the work that they're doing in the city, right?
Really.
And the guy from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Chew Smith.
Chew Smith, who set up the recreation center in Baltimore.
And had a personal relationship
to Freddie Gray. And talked about how Freddie Gray was so involved in the recreation center, which was a story I had never heard. All I ever heard, I don't know about you, maybe I missed it, but all I ever heard about Freddie Gray was that he got in the back of that police van, and his spine was broken, and nothing about
what he
was like in the community.
Yeah, he made it his personal message and mission to be the watch out, to be the guard of that recreational center.
Yeah.
And when he told me that off air, I was like, God, that, like you said, that was something we had not
heard.
That was
something I had not heard. Okay. The train is, they open up the railroad track. The Amtrak is back open today.
Yeah, I'm looking to see
the route between Philadelphia and New York.
The update, it was scheduled to leave about an hour ago.
It did. I just saw it on TV.
Just checking an update on how it's rolling. But yeah, they cleaned all that up and allowing the trains
trying to be funny, but very cautious. I would be riding with a motorcycle helmet today on the train. I really would, because there's no seat belts or anything in there. And that train stops you.
And they're asking for the controls that, you know, as far as the braking system is concerned, asking that to be done as quickly as possible, because it's done on the southern route, but not on the northern. And so they're asking to have everybody have that control over the amount of speed.
Have you heard something about, they said something was thrown at the train, a rock or something like that?
That's now what they're looking at.
And that's happened a lot,
Because
not a rock. They said
some sort of projectile, like a rocket
or something, or a gunshot.
Other engineers have reported that they had difficulties in that same section, and so now that is one angle that they're looking at in regards to what may have happened in this. They have talked to the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
He has given them, according to safety and transportation safety people, that he's given them all that he has been able to remember. And but they are looking at the projectile, as you said, Jay, as one of the items that could have been a cause for this horrible accident.
Since they've closed down the tracks this past week, the price of airline seats have skyrocketed.
Damn.
Like doubled, man.
Man, from $200 to $1,000.
Yeah.
More than double.
Yeah. And that is the ugly side of business. Yeah. It really is, you know.
When something bad happens, people gouge.
And profit off the misfortune and try to figure out a way to
dirty
to
dogs.
Make,
that's so,
make money
that's,
from that.
That's
well,
just,
they were doing it with the water. Remember when they would have earthquakes and stuff like that? They gouge people with the hotel rooms and
gasoline
water,
prices and, gasoline, and you know, whatever it is where you can make your money and make it off the backs of people who are
struggling. That's just messed up, you know.
It's not right.
But the track's back open now. And they've started service back from Philadelphia to New York.